30 seconds.
All right, we'll be ready to go. KC Zero Way.
KC7SMZ response.
and 407, do you copy that?
IC, Eric on rescue. Chief Chook, Eric on rescue. Anything here down there?
And, Golden or, Davis, Steve Rescue, we need a bounded bag on scene with, Stokes Basket, if we got one in the truck.
Yeah, 10-4 West, that's what I was just calling for, thanks.
Yeah, Steve, we don't have a bounded bag. Stokes should be at Windy Point shortly. Eric and Fawcett went down.
Michael or anybody, can you relay?
Geology helping with LZ. Rescue 3 should be getting there shortly with Stokes, and their crew can go down.
Steve West, did you, were you able to copy Jason on rescue?
Steve West, Sean on rescue.
KE70UY, WDAKRV on Lennon.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Steve, you're not hearing the other traffic on rescue. The Sarah team is just about on scene. They'll be there in a few minutes with the Stokes. They do not have a Bauman bag.
Go ahead, Rick. Do we not have the one in the truck anymore, or they just didn't take it down?
I think the first team that's going to show up will not have it.
So if I get up there, is there one in the truck or not?
There was another station there. Go ahead.
Hey, Dave, maybe you can relay this. So Sean and I are heading down. We do not have a Stokes yet. It's not here yet. And we do not have the Bauman bag unless a deputy has a Bauman bag in his vehicle. And I want to confirm that they have a backboard on scene. KC0AYD.
Okay. Steve, the traffic from Eric and Sean, they are on scene heading down. They do not have a Stokes. They do not have a Bauman bag. I would like to confirm there's a backboard on scene.
I'll find out, but I'm not. The question I'm asking is, do they not have it because they didn't take it, or they don't have it in the truck? Because I can bring it down when I get there. I'm just trying to determine if there's one in the truck to bring down.
Chook on rescue, one in the backboard.
In the Hummer, so I assume it's not in the Hummer. There is a truck following.
Perfect. Okay, that's where I was confused. Thanks. I'll find out on backboard.
All right, WDAKRV and Eric to relay. Steve is confirming backboard.
Rescue 3 copies.
And K70UY Lemon Simplex, they do not have a backboard yet. We need the truck sooner than later. I'm at milepost 3.
WDAKRV M7JZP Simplex.
Yeah, okay, Steve, copy. No backboard on scene. Break with you. Eric, do you copy? No backboard on scene?
Yeah, Dave, I got that. And we just met up with Fire, and they're going to head back. They're going to grab a backboard and come back down. So Fawcett and I will continue to head down to assist on scene. And I'm available for a short haul if they need it, in case he's early ready.
Copy. Fire going back for backboard, and you and Sean continuing to continuing down. You're available for short haul. Break with you. Go ahead, Michael.
With equipment in Bear Canyon.
So, as people arrive on scene, we only need probably two at the catch point. So we're going to need help getting a Stokes basket. We won't need the wheel, I don't think. A Stokes basket, make-way equipment, and a Bauman bag. That needs to be on scene sooner than later.
Copy, Steve. Rescue 3, currently Bear Canyon, should arrive shortly with all of that equipment.
Okay, sounds good. So just, if we could hold off teams, no sense sending teams down empty-handed.
West, you can rescue.
We'll have Eric and Sean, or whoever went down, is hasty. Everybody else needs to hold back and help get gear down. Thanks. I'm going by milepost 4.
Copy, you're at milepost 4.
West, you can rescue.
3 and other teams to stand by until gear arrives.
Eric
and Sean are hasty team and can continue down. WDAKRV.
Eric, you can rescue.
Go ahead. Steve Chook, Eric,
and
to get that back to ops.
If you, if relay could check to see if they have make way gear and their.
All right, take copy.
Man, radio relay, Steve on London Simplex, did I lose you?
I'm here, Steve, go ahead.
Can you check with Davis and Fawcett to see if they have some make way gear in their packs?
Yeah, sure can. Break with you. Eric or Sean, if you're copying, do you have make way gear in your pack?
Yes, we have a saw. We have make way gear.
And Steve, Eric says yes, they have make way gear.
Okay, thank you.
And Burnett, if you're still listening, teams know if they could bring some more blankets down.
Okay, copy that. Rescue 3, WDAKRB. Copy, Michael.
Negative.
Blankets are being requested by Eric and Sean.
Roger.
Michael, copy, Eric. WDAKRB.
And Chuke West, rescue. You got me in?
Chuke West, rescue.
No response. I'll try him on 800.
And Dave, Eric, there's a rope, a hand line that was set up. Make sure when teams get closer down to scene, they stay to the left, because scene is right below it.
Copy. For teams that eventually are coming down, there is a hand line, and they should stay to the left of the hand line to reach the scene.
This is KS7WD. We're at mile post 3. I'm headed up with Gordon, myself, and Chris Yamanaka. We will hold until the truck arrives. KS7WZ.
Yeah, I think you guys can continue up the hill, but once you get up, the truck's ahead of you, so once you get up there, you can help haul gear down. WDAKRB.
Copy that. We'll continue on and we'll help haul gear down. KS7WZ.
Steve Chuke, Steve Rescue.
Go ahead, Steve. Chuke, I rescue, you guys.
Hey, just going by symbol, figured I could hear you. Eric Davis and Sean Fawcett have make way. They're making their way down to you. I'll remain up at the top and bring Stokes Basket and Bowman Bag down with the first team once it gets in.
Yeah, 10-4. They're 23 with me right now, Davis and Fawcett. Do you copy?
You hearing anything coming, Steve?
Fawcett and Davis are 23 with me.
And, Michael, Steve, London Simplex, do you copy?
I see Rescue 783 on rescue.
Who's calling on London Simplex? WDAKRB.
And hey,
LZ, Steve Rescue.
Go ahead, Steve. Steve, go ahead.
Not hearing a response. Jason, how many of are there of you at the LZ?
Steve, you have 2 cell members plus a deputy. We should have enough to take care of it here. K7UI, K7LJ.
Hear me on this?
Yeah, I hear you, Steve.
How many do we have at the LZ?
I see you, Rescue 783.
2 sail members, 1 deputy, and 3 members of the LifeNet flight crew. Steve, did you copy?
Jason, say again, who's at the LZ?
Total of 6. 2 sail members, 1 deputy, and 3 members of the LifeNet flight crew. We should have enough to maintain the LZ here.
Copy. You have 2 SARA members, 1 deputy, 3 members of the LifeNet crew at the LZ. Steve, copy.
Yeah, I just need to make sure the SARA members are certified for a catch through Ranger.
It wouldn't hurt to get one helo person here, although CPS is usually fine with on hook.
Ranger.
Steve, if we have a helo person available, it wouldn't hurt to have them here. Although DPS has traditionally been okay with unhooks.
Steve, recommend other helo certified people for the LZ. WDAKRB.
Okay, Michael is headed up to the LZ. I'm pulling into the Windy Point now.
And
she's at the
the west point, KSM.
And, Steve, rescue. Foster David, Steve, rescue. Foster David, Steve, Lemon Simplex.
Sean or Eric, Jim relaying for Steve.
407, Tucson rescue.
Sean or Eric, WDAKRV, copy.
Go for Sean.
Sean, Steve calling on Lemon Simplex, are you copying him?
I have my radio down. We're moving, patient, clearing, et cetera, but I can answer the radio now if that's needed.
And Steve, are you copying Sean? No, copy. Okay, Sean, understand you're moving patient and standing by here. WDAKRV.
Just to clarify, move means putting him on the backboard. We're not physically transporting somewhere yet.
Copy.
And Steve and Steve are talking on 800 now.
Scene, Ops Rescue. Sean, have you heard the news about Tucson Ranger out of service?
783 KN2SNC. Rescue 3 KN2SNC, Lemon Simplex.
KN2SNC, Rescue 783. Have you got the news about Tucson Ranger?
I've got the news about Tucson Ranger out of service. We're going for possibly Sheriff 1, which I've also heard, but as a backup plan, we want to start a haul system that's anchored near where the top of the fire department's rope is. There's no tech gear on scene or with any personnel that I am aware of, so if you have anyone there or anyone coming, get tech gear coming in, otherwise someone will be coming out to grab it.
Copy. We're already working on the tech gear. We have tentatively 2 300-foot ropes, 1 150-foot rope, and a tech bag. Do you have any additional requests? Those will be going in with Shelley and Jason shortly.
Yeah, that sounds good for a gear list. Dale and Jane are going to go back up to the anchor point, and they'll meet Shelly and Jason, and they can start assembling.
Copy. Shelly and Jason are in the field. Understand, Bill and Jane will be at anchor point. Rescue 783, KC7LAW.
And up at Windy Point, Steve or whoever can copy for an update.
Steve, that was broken. You can try again, or if someone can relay.
Sean, are you guys on repeater, or are you on simplex?
I am on simplex.
Okay, I'm getting you loud and clear. Tell me.
Good copy.
Okay, Sheriff 1's been requested. It'll probably be a good hour before they're here. Flagstaff Ranger is our next option, which will be longer. So, Jason and Shelly are going to head down to start building a tech system. In the event that Sheriff 1 does not work, we'll set up a tech system for Plan B. Plan A will be Sheriff 1 to hoist from scene, probably unattended, to catch at geology.
That all sounds good, and we've sent some people from down below here to go up to meet Shelly and Jason to assemble the haul system with them.
Yes, absolutely. So they're just started down. I may stay up here and run it as I see, unless you need more hands down there, so you can check with Steve Chuk for any reason.
Steve, I think we're good on manpower down at scene. Steve Chuk advises that we're probably going to move the patient up. If we use Sheriff 1, we're going to move him up slope 25 feet to where there's a little bit more open and shorter cliff walls.
Okay, can I have a patient update?
Working on it. Stable 124 over 89 is what I have so far. Total 6 more beams, 1136.
Repeat.
Patients had a total of 6 morphine, 3 at 1136. Steve, copy, please, your
title. 7 times 4.
I covered you, Steve. Go ahead. Yes, alert and conscious, times 4.
10 more.
Jane, Sean on Lemon Simplex.
All right, what's good?
Go ahead.
Jane, whoever's at or is Jane. Dale or Jane on Rescue.
Dale or Jane.
Or Jason. Anyone who wants to respond. Jane to SMC.
Sean, this is Dale on Mount Lemon Simplex.
Hey, Dale. Just want to let you know, even if you hear Sheriff One is probably coming, we still need the hull, because we're going to want to use the hull to get him up the 25 feet. So don't stop if you hear Sheriff One.
We will have a hull system for you as soon as the gear gets here.
Thank you, sir.
407,
I don't know if you have an ops, Jason. I'm IC. Go ahead.
He needs another tech bag. And,
so copy a tech bag and two more 100 ropes or two 200s?
Two 200s, four 150s.
Okay, they're getting that for you.
And Steve, when that gear comes down, it'll run into my back. That's where it needs to start being rigged. It does not need to come all the way down.
Okay, I'll relay that.
I see geology.
Steve West, Sean, Lemon Simplex.
Sorry, I don't have a phone with Tom. Go ahead.
Chuck wants to make sure that you've heard that DPS is going to launch. They will launch.
Yeah, can we get... Is he not able to communicate on Simplex or a rescue for some reason?
I am seen. I'm standing right here talking to you on Simplex.
Okay, because they keep saying that Chuk's calling me on 800, but I got to turn that down for the other traffic. So if we can get Chuk on Simplex or rescue.
I think we're just on edge, so just consider me Chuk. If you need to talk to him, talk to me.
Okay, yeah, Colin keeps calling me saying that 500 is calling me on 800. So have Chuk talk to you. Thanks.
I see geology on rescue.
And I'll cancel Sheriff One.
Copy. And Chuk's angry you're not answering him on the radio?
Yeah, I turned that radio off.
West Chuk and Simplex.
Go ahead.
All right, now you can stop it. We just need to stop the GTG down to it. Never mind, just got the update.
I gotta make a phone call real quick. Give me a couple minutes.
Yeah, I got the update. Never mind. That's with you.
Okay, I see to scene and to tech team. Sheriff One has been canceled. DPS is back en route. We will do a short haul as planned from scene to geology. The scene copy? Fawcett, can you maybe transmit for scene?
Steve, repeat your traffic.
Sheriff One has been canceled, and DPS Ranger is back en route. It will be a short haul to geology. They're going to have to lower you a Bauman bag. Is that correct?
Yeah, no, that I know of, no Bauman bag on scene. Copy that DPS is going to launch, and it will be a short haul to geology.
10-4, we'll still set up the tech system in the event something else goes haywire.
Yeah, we actually want that anyway, because we have to haul them about 25 feet upslope, steep grade, to where the best place for DPS to pick them up, and it'd be best to have the whole system in place.
Okay, good copy there, en route. They're working on setting that up.
Thanks, and if the whole team's listening on Lemon Simplex, that's what I'm monitoring, since that's what I can get to Steve West with, so when you have something ready, say it on Lemon Simplex.
All team copies. We will be prepared to either raise you or lower you, depending on which way you need to go.
Very good call. Hoping it's raised, because that's going to be much easier for us down here, but thanks for both options.
Do you need more personnel down there for movement?
Dale, we're thinking not at this time. If you guys will be raising us, we don't need too much, I don't think.
Do you have webbing for a bridle for the stokes down there?
We're good on bridle webbing. Getting to SMC.
1-2 Black Command, Ranger 5-2.
And LZ, I see.
Go ahead, Ranger.
I think you
can... Apologies for the delay. We have left here. We should be there in about 7 minutes.
Okay, good copy. No problem. We will need you to lower a Bauman bag to our scene. Patient is in a certified Stokes basket on a backboard.
We
do have sea spine precautions, but we will need a bowman bag lowered to sea.
Already set up for that, sir.
At the moment, just ropes.
Okay, sounds good. I think I may have relayed that we had a bowman bag on scene, and that is not correct. And then we'll be doing short haul to geology where you'll have a catch and a medical bird.
Very well, sir. Where exactly are you at?
Just below Windy Point. If you fly to Windy Point and give you cords to Windy Point, you should be able to see scene if you need cords for Windy.
Hey, so we can get to Windy, just making sure it's real close by there.
Yeah, 10-4.
And what do you got for wind direction up there right now?
Steve, winds at geology, light variable.
Light and variable at Windy, and also at geology, probably from the west, 5 miles an hour.
Copy that. And will the patient require an attendant or not?
We have a helitack subject there. Let me check with scene to confirm that. They do have a medic on scene, and they have administered morphine. So I'm thinking maybe for suction.
Okay, let us know. We do have the performance for a for an antenna. We just need to know.
Okay, let me advise her shortly. And scene, I see Lemon Simplex.
Go ahead on Lemon Simplex.
Scene, I see Lemon Simplex.
I see. Go ahead on Lemon Simplex.
Hey, I'm assuming we probably need to attend this patient, being that they have morphine administered. Anybody on scene or medic feel different?
Juke is shaking his head yes, he agrees, and Eric is prepared for to attend the short haul.
Okay. I'll let Ranger know. Give me a total weight on patient and Davis.
Patient 160.
And Tucson Ranger, I see you.
70.
Go ahead.
The patient has been administered morphine. We would like to have an attendant with suction. If you guys feel that that's appropriate also. Patient 160, attendant 170, total of 330 pounds, if that's capable.
That's 10-4. We should have that. We'll check power first, but I think that's a good idea to have an attendant. We'll be there in about 4.
Okay, good copy. And LZ, I see Lemon Simplex.
Dale, Jason said go ahead and put the MPDs in play.
Copy, we are going to attach MPDs and pull up slack.
Don't pull slack, just put the MPDs in play, please. I see, go ahead.
Keep the slack, and we'll employ the MPDs.
Thanks, Dale.
LZIC, on rescue.
I'm sorry, I was trying to get a hold of LZ. Let me,
okay, geology, I'm not sure if you're copying simplex. We're going to have a patient and an attendant, and you do have a medical bird there, correct?
Affirm. We do have one more person for assisting on the ground. That will help. Not required.
Okay, I can buzz up that way if needed when it comes to that point. Again, it'll be Eric Davis and one patient, and we'll get Ranger's length, but we'll just bring them over to you, and it'll happen here shortly. They're going to have to lower the bowman to the scene.
Upon arrival, set up your vehicle for block.
Come on.
I see you, Ranger.
Go ahead, Ranger.
Yeah, Ranger, just wondering if there is room at the LZ with the other aircraft there for both of us to land.
Affirmative, on the roadway.
Ranger, copy, thank you. Yeah, Ranger, back once we lower the bowman bag, we are going to go and land and drop off one of our medics. We have two on board. We're going to drop off one and then go back and do the short haul while you guys are configuring in the bowman bag.
Understand. We will block the road.
So, LZ, I see, just confirming, you do have the manpower to block it now, correct?
I'll move the Hummer out.
Devil. Yeah, when it's time, we'll go ahead and block from Windy
And then if you guys can block downhill from up there, we'll advise.
Advise your last car up, and I'll let you handle the entire block from down there.
Okay, sounds good. I'll shut it down when I see Ranger lowering Bowman Bay.
And Ranger scene.
I see scene on Lemon Simplex.
Go ahead.
Do you want
Steve
the
last
scene coordinates to get to
Honda
Ranger?
Fit, blue?
Yeah, go with her.
22.04 43.16. I see copy.
Scene I see, go ahead.
Did you copy the coordinates?
Yes, I did. 22.04 43.16. Thank you.
Good copy.
Tucson Ranger scene. Tucson Ranger scene.
Go ahead.
We're just off your 1 o'clock off your nose.
What are you looking for you?
All right, we're just going to be off by your 2 o'clock, almost 3 o'clock, down in the slot, right off your 3 o'clock.
Did we fly over you now?
Negative. Let's see ya. There you go, you're right over top. We're off your 5 o'clock.
We've got you in sight.
Confirm you're going to drop or lower the bag, the Bowman bag.
We're just going to check out power and winds, guys.
Alright, winds are about 5 to 10 up canyon, up the slot. And Tucson Ranger, the plan right now, unless you don't see fit, is to move the patient up about 50 feet into the clearing, up above the tree that we're just below.
10-4. LZ, I see Lemon Simplex. LZ, I see Lemon Simplex. LZ, I see Lemon Simplex. LZ, I see Rescue.
Geology, go ahead.
LZ, I see Rescue.
Geology, go ahead again.
Okay, go to Lemon Simplex, please, so we can leave the frequency open for Ranger. Shut the road down. And uphill's been shut down for a little bit.
Shutting the road down.
I see copy on Lemon Simplex.
Geology is on rescue only.
Sail scene. Sail scene on Lemon Simplex. Topside texting team on Lemon Simplex.
Song, go ahead.
Ranger LZ.
Scene, go ahead.
Ranger, go ahead.
Hold one.
Winds presently calm. They have been up to 10 miles.
We have one webbing
west
on our vital.
On
I don't think we're over 40 degrees, but we're verifying whether you want a second webbing on the vital.
If you put an overhand or a figure eight in that vital, it should be fine. It's redundant.
Okay, copy on the overhand or figure eight for redundancy. And we're also looking at the status of the hull system and when we can get a hull. We've got you in sight. We're going to check the winds and the power, and we'll pick a spot close to that.
Jason, we're looking for status on the hull system.
We'll tell you when it's ready. 2 minutes, maybe.
Hoy, the IC, Lemon Simplex.
Go ahead, IC.
Hey, your roadblock needs to be past the parking lot. We have people walking out of the parking lot getting into their cars.
Copy.
Scene, this is Hull Team.
Hull Team, go ahead.
We are nearly ready to go. We'll be ready as soon as you let me know that you're ready to move.
All right, we're a minute or less. Hull Team, scene.
Go, scene.
Are you guys ready to haul?
Yes, we are.
Okay, pull slack on blue, please. Stop, stop. Up on red. Slack up on red. Go ahead and haul slow.
Wave one, Sean.
Pull slack out of blue, and we're waiting for your hull.
Stop, stop.
Up rope on blue, and also when you're ready to haul, let us know.
Okay, just 1 minute here.
Haul time, we have people supporting our patient. Please give us an update.
Ready, haul team.
pull up blue, you've got about 3 feet of slack on blue. Okay, ropes are even. Haul. We're ready to haul when you guys are ready to haul.
Haul slowly. 5 feet to reset.
If you can pull it right up to the reset, that's probably all we'll need. If you can just up rope on belay, and we're probably going to DC.
Copy that you do not need any more haul.
Yeah, I think you got us past the parking lane. Thanks.
Go ahead, Ranger.
Stop on any pull. Stop.
Files 3 to 5.
Okay, step forward. We're just going to orbit, burn off a little more gas.
Scene will be switching to rescue to speak to Ranger. Ranger, scene on rescue.
Copy. Go ahead, sir.
Patient is almost in position, but not in Bowman yet. We'll need a couple more minutes.
Step forward. We're just doing power checks and burning off a little more gas.
Copy. Doing power checks and burning gas. I'll let you know when we're ready.
Step forward.
Hall team, scene on Lemon Simplex.
Go ahead.
Patient's off rope, but we want to leave the ropes down here for now, just in case.
Copy. Patient is off rope. We'll leave the ropes in case.
Good copy. Returning to rescue. Ranger scene on rescue.
Go ahead, sir.
We're ready for you to come in.
Copy. Ready for pickup.
And LZ, I see. Do you still need assistance up there?
Negative.
Copy. Negative. Thanks.
Tech team Sean on Lemon Simplex.
Go ahead, Sean.
If you had any additional people that could come down without pack to get Eric's back, that would be
Ranger
helpful.
Still light gerbil.
Chris is going down. Do you need the ropes down there any longer?
I think you can clear the ropes, but they have knots in them, so we're undoing those now, so you've got a minute.
Okay, let us know. Let us know if you need anything else, too.
Rope on blue and red. All team, choose your rescue.
Like about 100 feet.
We're going for the X.
Dan Ranger, I see.
Go ahead.
Okay, we're trying to keep it quiet for you, being that you're flying over. I assume that went well.
Everything went well. They're about to start loading him into life net. We're going to wait until they've departed, then we'll swing in and pick up Troy.
Okay, sounds good. Did you pull up rope?
10-4, everything secured in the aircraft.
10-4, thanks. And Ranger IC, is that life net or air evac?
Life net 2, I believe, out of Marana.
10-4, thanks.
IC, geology.
Go ahead.
Inquire, where is the Bauman bag? Chuke has it on scene.
And geology, did you copy Bauman bag is on scene?
And geology scene? James, if you can relay to geology, patient was wearing Chuke glasses, and those can be recovered before he goes to the hospital.
Copy Chuke's glasses.
And Michael, copy directly, Jason.
And scene, I see Lemon Systemix.
Steve, go ahead.
Did we get patient information?
Conto says he has basic information.
Okay, I'm not going to have contact with the patient. So long as we get a name and a DOB, that's great.
Ranger, geology is yours.
Set for you, man.
And geology, I see. Any chance you can find out where that patient's going?
Too late. Wind's picking up a bit from the west. 5.
LV, I see. LV, I see. Ranger, I see. Rescue.
Go ahead.
Have you guys cleared?
Just lifting geology vista.
Okay.
And we'll need to get the blue bag for our Bauman bag and the suction unit.
Yeah, we'll get that to you. Somebody said you had already flown off. I thought it was odd we hadn't heard. Okay. We'll keep the road closed until you advise.
All clear. Go ahead and open the road.
Okay, we'll open up the road. We'll get you back that gear.
Copy.
Thanks for your help.
West Chico Rescue.
Death.
I got the suction in the back up here at Winnie Point.
Hey, West Chico.
West, did you copy?
Geology, I see. You can open up if you can copy.
We're open.
Eric Davis, I see. Rescue.
Go ahead.
Hey, do you know where the O2 bottle ended up?
We have it.
Copy, you have it. Thanks.
I've also got all that inspection.
Geology, I see. Rescue. Or Davis.
Go ahead.
Are you going to be up there a little bit? Box is going to come up and get the O2, but we're afraid maybe you'd be driving past them.
Yeah, we can wait. We're waiting on traffic. Are they en route?
Well, they were going to go, and then they thought maybe you were headed down. So if you could stand by up there, and I'll send them up, and they can grab their O2 bottle.
Yeah, send them.
Okay.
Steve, Eric on rescue.
Steve, Eric on rescue.
Anybody with Mount Lemmon Fire on rescue?
Eric, Rescue 783, most fire guys. No, we've got some fire here. What do you need?
We've got some of their gear, and we'll be there in, I don't know, 20 seconds.
Okay, didn't rescue, I think it was 7-2, head up to you to get gear. Oh, they're behind. Oh, no, they're here. They come down. I see you.
N7JVT. N7JVT, WDAKRV.
Dave, go ahead.
How are we doing up there? I see some vehicles moving, but no pages yet.
Patient short hauled. Everybody out of the field. Debrief done. Cancel pages would be appropriate.
All right, I'll send some out. WDAKRV.
This was a climbing fall injury of about 45 feet.
Copy. Climber with a fall of about 45 feet.
And WDKRB, K7EY, Steve, thank you for your radio relay. You're a lifesaver in the beginning there. Appreciate it. K7EY.
Yeah, no worries, Steve. Glad I was by the radio and could help out today. K7EY, WDAKRB.
And 7JZT.